So moving on to our next subject, something I like to talk about amongst people in my personal life and around BFM even is how they found the quality of their sex education at school. And it probably seems like an odd subject, but for many people I've spoken with, they're pretty disappointed in sex education for various reasons. Some people have had a single day of sex education in their entire time at school. Some are concerned about the lack of consent education, and some say they don't even remember what they were taught amongst their sex education. Michelle Casey is a sex and relationship counselor who believes sex education should be a more sex-positive subject. While she's not an expert on the sex ed curriculum, she says she's worked with people every day who've been affected by a fear-based approach to sex education. And she started off by telling me more about this.
It's really important to note that I'm not an expert on what happens at schools currently, but what I can speak to with absolute confidence is what I see in folks whom I work with in my coaching practice, and what kind of comes up for them and what they've been carrying as a result of the education that they've had around sex. And when I say the education, I mean that broadly. So part of what has been, you know, absorbed by them in the school sex education system, but also through family, through religion, through society.
How does that affect people on a personal level?
Yeah, totally. So there's heaps of different ways, but some of the biggest ones is just the sense of guilt and shame around sex that so many folks carry. That really is the result of just sex being in the social shadow in so many different ways. It really shows up for people in different ways, but sometimes immense guilt and shame around self-pleasure, around certain body parts, around the experiences that their body can and can't have. That's a really, really big one. Another one is, you know, people really having to unlearn what they learned through porn and media. Something I see over and over again is how so many of us are really in the space of performing what we think sex should look like. In a way that's like really in our heads and really out of our bodies and really disconnected from like the genuine yes and no and maybe that we carry sexually. So that's another really big one. And I think another big one that definitely was my own experience that I learned at school was this idea, or unwinding this idea, that sex is kind of subtly or not so subtly dangerous. I reflect on how in my formative years I really paired up the idea of STIs, STDs, unwanted pregnancy. That was all I learned about sex at school. And, you know, I there was no balance. I never learned about all of the like gloriously amazing things that sexuality and sex can be. So for me, I really carried this belief that sex was like subtly dangerous for a really long time.
And something you briefly touched on there was, as a young woman, you didn't really feel empowered to feel sexual pleasure. Why do you think it is important for young women specifically to have that?
Yeah, I think it is for all genders. But, you know, if I speak just to my own experience, I don't think that I was actually told by anyone that sex was supposed to be pleasurable for me, like a woman, until my early 20s. I think that was like the first time I can recall actually being told that. And the reason that I think it's so important that we, you know, let young women know this is that, like, the body keeps the score. So because there's a mind-body connection, the things that we, like the beliefs that we carry, really limit our experience. And so, you know, something I see over and over again is how much like sensation is limited in the sexual anatomy of a lot of people, particularly people with vulvas, people who have been socialized as women, because they just for so long didn't even know it was possible. So, you know, it's because the body keeps the score. And Bessel van der Kolk, who is someone who is a trauma specialist, really studies this, kind of just shows how when we carry these beliefs, when we're taught that you're not supposed to feel something, it absolutely changes the physical experience you have in your body.
I also think when it comes to sexuality, there are a lot of parental figures in young people's lives who would feel uncomfortable with young people being taught that it's okay to feel pleasure for various reasons. Why do you think that sexuality has been so politicized?
Yeah, that is such a beautiful question, and it's something that I still like feel a sense of contraction around myself too, because I do think there's a lot of nuance to it. But what I think the big thing is that when we talk about, or when I talk about pleasure education, it's not to be confused or bundled up with the ideas of adult eroticism or pornography. In fact, those things are very different from simply teaching people about their sexual anatomy, about what they might be able to expect to feel there, just about the idea that, you know, there's all of these things that are important to know about, like, you know, STDs, unwanted pregnancies, like, you know, pregnancy awareness, rather. But that also, like, on the flip side, it's, you know, sex is like, meant to be pleasurable. So I think that is the biggest, like, struggle for adults to get over. And I think it also is representative of the way in which we just socially are so uncomfortable around sex. I think that we kind of project all of our own discomforts with sex onto the younger generations and onto our kids. So I really understand the discomfort, and I don't have all of the answers just yet, but I think it's important for us to have a really deep and important conversation around it.
Mm. And if you'd like to find out more about her work, she has free content available on her website, michellecasey.co.nz. Apologies. Otherwise, you can find her on Facebook or Instagram, all of which will be linked in the podcast.